波罗蜜多心经，观自在菩萨行深般若波罗蜜多时，照见五蕴皆空，度一切苦厄，舍利子，色不异空，空不异色，色即是空，空即是色，受想行识亦复如是。舍利子，是诸法空相，不生不灭，不垢不净，不增不减。是故空中无色，无受想行识，无眼耳鼻舌身意，无色声香味触法，无眼界乃至无意识界，无无明亦无无明境，乃至无老死亦无老死境，无苦集灭道，无智亦无得。以无所得故，菩提萨陀依般若波罗蜜多故，心无挂碍，无挂碍故，无有恐怖，远离颠倒梦想，究竟涅槃。三世诸佛依般若波罗蜜多故，得阿耨多罗三藐三菩提，故知般若波罗蜜多是大神咒，是大明咒，是无上咒，是无等等咒，能除一切苦，真实不虚。故说般若波罗蜜多咒，即说咒曰：伽帝伽帝帕拉伽帝帕拉桑伽帝波提梭哈。现在同样的呢，我们先做一个简短的观修。我们先做一个观修，然后才开始讲解。 是不是比较好？
So, do short meditation. So, firstly, so breathe as normal. So this idea is bring back your mind at the present. So just breathe normally. Try to bring your mind at the present.
我们讲观修呢，首先呢，就我们就要调匀我们的呼吸，就是我们要正常的呼吸呢，这样就很顺的一呼呼吸啊，把我们的注意力呢专注在现在这一刻。
Next one, so in front of one space, so can visualize Buddha Shakyamuni. So can visualize clear as possible.
接着呢，我们要观想本师释迦牟尼佛，他就在我们的前方六尺的地方。你整个观想的越清楚、越清晰越好。
人脑听得住，都不得小心嘛你。Who teach three kindness of great practice, then get enlightened, remember that. And also, not only that, when he was bodhisattva, when he's ordinary, when he's bodhisattva, after he gets enlightened, so he helped numbers of sentient beings, remember that.
We in 观想本是释迦牟尼佛的时候呢，可以这么思维。本师呢，经过三大阿僧祇劫的修行呢，终于证得了正觉。他原本呢，像我们一样是凡夫，可是呢，发心修行成为菩萨。经过刻苦的修行呢，证得正觉，然后去帮助所有的众生。
So then how Buddha Shakyamuni himself, beginning, he's same as us, an ordinary being, same as us, having all this defilement. So, but Buddha Shakyamuni put effort and practice, this mainly practicing loving kindness. So because of that, he able to achieve this full enlightenment. That means,great happiness, free from suffering. No?
本师释迦牟尼佛开始的时候呢，像我们一样都是一个拥有一个凡夫身，然后呢一直被烦恼围绕缠绕。可是呢，他发心呢去修行，不断精进的刻苦的进行各种各样的修行，最后呢终于证得觉悟，所以呢得到了永恒的快乐，解脱了一切的烦恼。
So then, next one, so think that oneself, may I become like Buddha Shakyamuni quickly as possible to help numerous sentient beings, so you can meditate that.
所以呢，我们可以看到本师这样的福德修行，所以我们也应该发愿自己能够像佛陀一样，像本师一样哦，能够达到证悟他的境界，去帮助所有的一切众生。
Next one, so how to have number of certain beings, and also best thing is first to do meditation, the poor immeasurable, so means to meditate on loving kindness. So this is the best way to have the certain beings, so now we meditate on loving kindness. Yeah.
所以接下来我们就做一个怎么样去达到这样的境界呢？我们就从这个修行那边开始。刚才听得不是很清楚，就说我们可以呢升起我们的四无量心，尤其是对慈心的修行。因为对众生用个慈心呢，我们就会去想要去帮助所有的众生。
Sentient being kindness. So this is important to understand and meditate.
首先呢，我们要意念众生啊，众生对我们的慈悲。
Looking this way, so whatever we experience in this life, for example, we are able to have something to eat, able to have some place to live, you know, so able to enjoy one's life, it all came from sentient beings, if we look at that. You know. Every single thing has come from the other sentient beings.
我们可以这么去思维，我们这一生呢所有的受用不论是我们能够吃到的食物我们有一个地方可以住我们这一生的各种各样的受用，其实呢都是来自众生的慈悲。我们每一样能够享受到的用到的东西呢，都是来自众生。
So, same time, you can understand this all sentient beings give us happiness, but same time, because of us, you know, the sentient beings create so much negative karma, you know, to bring us happiness.
在给予我们受用快乐的同时呢，我们所受用的这一切所以我们所能够拥有的快乐的同时呢，这众生们制造这些受用的同时呢，他们也因而呢造了很多的恶业。
So, when you look like that, so this life, the sentient beings who give us happiness, the sentient beings, that gives money not only for this life, but the sentient beings, and sentient beings give us happiness for numbers of time, you know, to survive us.
我们可以进一步思维。这一生呢，给我们很多快乐受用的众生，他们不只是这一生呢，给了我们很多的快乐，很多的受用，他们已经给了我们无数次的快乐受用，甚至是无数生的快乐受用。
Here to understand, so these all sentient beings who give so much happiness to us, but same time, because of us, they create numbers of negative karma, and they have to experience and they have to suffer for a long time. You know?
曾给我们这些受用快乐的众生呢？因为在给我们制造快乐和受用的同时呢，他们造下了很多的恶业。因为造下了这样的恶业呢，所以呢，他们会感受到苦的果报，而且是长时间受苦的果报。
So here is extremely important. So therefore, extremely important to meditate on loving kindness to other sentient beings.
因为这样呢，所以呢，我们在思维观修的时候呢，要对这些众生呢升起慈心、慈爱的心。
So now, saying from your own heart, you know, may all sentient beings have happiness and cause of happiness.
所以呢，因为这样的思维呢，我们从这样的意念呢，意念众生的慈心呢，所以我们从心里升起啊，这样的发这样的心，愿众生呢都能得到苦。所以得到乐其乐的因。
And next one. So may all sentient beings free from suffering and cause of suffering.
下一个我们要思维的要修的呢是愿一切有情远离苦及苦因。
Then we do recite the Shakyamuni mantra 7 times. So remembering all sentient beings, remembering their kindness, remembering their suffering. Then we make strong prayer to Buddha Shakyamuni. Then recite the Buddha's mantra 7 times. Then remember and visualize the nectar of Buddha Shakyamuni into oneself and all sentient beings. Then purify their suffering, the cause of suffering, and bring all the happiness up to enlightenment.
现在呢，我们继续我们的观想，配合这样的修行，就是呢，本师释迦牟尼佛在我们的前方，然后呢，我们意念所有众生给予我们的慈爱，还有他们的痛苦。啊，众生所感受的痛苦，然后呢，我们向本师释迦牟尼佛祈求，就是观想本师释迦牟尼佛呢，我们念他的心咒7遍，然后在念的时候呢，本师的身体放出大光明，降下甘露水，这甘露水呢，净化了我们，还有我们观想的所有一切众生的所有的苦，所有的苦呢，都净化掉了。那苦的因呢也净化掉了，然后呢我们和所有一切众生呢都得到乐，还有所有的乐因，直至我们全部都得到解脱，证得佛果。所以呢，我们现在就一起念诵本师释迦牟尼佛的心咒7遍。他呀他哦牟尼牟尼玛哈牟那耶娑哈他呀他
Okay. Huh? Done.
所以呢，我们刚刚修完四无量心里面的前面两个无量心。
So, I mean, this is meditation simple, but bring a lot of benefit in your mind. So, you know, just for example, just thinking Buddha in your mind. You know, you close your eye, just think Buddha in front of you. Try to get this idea in your, the image in your mind.That brings so much benefit to oneself. You know, creates so much merit. Just thinking the Buddha in your mind.
这是一个非常简单的修行的方法，可是呢，它却可以给我们带来很大的利益，尤其对我们的心呢的心的修行是很有用的。我们只需要呢闭上眼睛，然后意念佛，意念佛的那个样子，这个本身呢，这样的一个修的方法呢，就可以给我们带来很大的利益。因为呢，我们因为这样简单的意念呢，我们就种下了很大的功德。
So same thing, loving kindness also same thing. You know, remember sentient being kindness, remember sentient being suffering. Then you think that in your heart, you know, may all sentient beings have happy and cause of happiness. You know, may all sentient beings.Free from suffering, cause of suffering. You know, you really think from your heart, you know. So, just bring, you create so much merit, even within 2 minutes, 3 minutes, you meditate like that, bring so much happiness, you know, to oneself. So,
比如说呢，这个慈心还有悲心的那个修行呢，就是那个观修的方法。当我们在修慈心的时候呢，我们意念呢众生呢对我们的慈爱的心给我们所带来的快乐还有受用。当我们修悲心的时候呢，我们意念众生呢所遭受的痛苦。因为这样的意念呢，我们打从我们的心底呢升起这样的感受，这样的发心哦，要对于众生，愿所有的众生都能得到乐极乐因，还有愿所有的众生呢都能离苦极苦的因呢，发起了有了这样的觉受哦，这短短的两三分钟，我们就可以呢累积很大的福德。
Okay, so here again, you have to understand once you think this kind of meditation.Loving kindness, how that create the merit. You know, we say create merit, but what does really that means? You know, we have to understand that. Each time you think that, living imprint of loving kindness in your mind. So that's the idea is that, you know, each time you think that from your deep, your heart, each time you think that, there's some kind of positive energy live in your mind. You know? So that's the idea.
可能说呢，你可能我们这样说哈，在两三分钟你就累积了很大的福德。可能你讲，哎，怎么就修这个慈心呢？修这个悲心呢？就种下了这样大的福德呢？这个福德是从哪里来的呢？可能有些朋友不大明白，因为通过这样的意念呢，在我们的心识里面呢，它就有个潜移默化的功能，所以它在我们的心里呢，就种下一个善的种子，所以呢，这个心呢，就积累了正面的能量，这正面的能量呢，就是我们的福德。
So, here's the idea is that, you, for example, somebody, your friend, relative, parent.You know, we give you so much happiness for this life. Then the person is sick, this and that. Then you make strong prayer from your heart, you know. May this person be free from suffering, you know. Have all the happiness, you know. We really, you think from your heart. Yeah, because you understand this kindness and you understand the person's suffering. So because of that, you are able to make that, you know, really, really heart moving.In your heart, that kind of prayer, you're able to make that, you know. So then also that give, you create the good karma when you make this. this prayer, you know. But here, when you talk about this, not we're not talking about sentient beings, you know, thinking each and every sentient being, there's numberless of sentient beings. Then you think each and everybody is kind for you. Everybody is suffering. So you make this kind of prayer from your heart. So because of numberless of sentient beings, and because of that, then also you create numberless of marriage. No.
所以呢，我们可以从这个角度来看，比如说呢，我们有一些亲戚啊朋友，这样呢，我们的亲戚朋友呢，在这一生呢，给予我们很多的享用，很多的快乐，带给我们很多的快乐。所以，当我们的这个朋友或这个亲戚呢生病的时候啊，我们会有一种很亲。那种感同身受的那种感觉，所以呢，我们会祈求啊，祈求啊，愿这个人呢啊，能得到快乐啦，还有快乐所的因，愿他能远离呢，解脱这样的痛苦。我们心里会有一个很强的这个能量去发心啊，去祈求。所以呢，因为这样的发心祈求呢，我们这样的发心祈求，我们就种下了善业，就佛经讲的善业，其实是一种正面的能量。可是呢，在这里呢，我们讲四无量心呢，我们并不只是讲一个人或者一个朋友、一个亲戚，而是指所有的像天一般广大、天际般无量无边的众生。因为这样的众生呢，和我们的亲戚朋友一样，他们都有不同程度的感受到不同程度的苦，还有苦受。所以呢，我们就把它当成我们亲戚朋友一样那种心态啊，去思维，去发愿，愿这样天际般的所有的众生呢，他们都能远离他们的痛苦，还有痛苦的因；愿天际般无量的众生呢，都能得到快乐及快乐的因。因为呢，我们的对象是无量的众生，所以呢，我们所累积的正面的能量，我们所累积的福德。啊，它也就是无量无边了。
Okay, so now next is where? Where to start?
所以现在我们就开始讲课，仁波切还没有开始讲。
Where to start? What to start?
所以刚才只是就是钱财
Four
Noble Truths
Completed
上一堂课呢，我们已经仁波切已经圆满讲解了四圣谛。
So here, I think said by Nagarjuna, I don't know. So without understanding the compassionate truth, you are not able to understand the ultimate truth.
Cannot understand the ordinary truth.
Without understanding conventional truth, you are not able to understand ultimate truth.
Ordinary truth.
Ultimate truth.
Or ultimate truth.
Not ordinary truth.
对不起，我还以为有一个东西的，我不明白的。哦，龙树菩萨呢曾经说过，如果呢我们对世俗地不了解的话呢，我们就不能理解圣义地。
I don't know what I'm saying right word. I'm not sure. My English is not so good. So without understanding ultimate truth, not able to achieve the liberation. Yeah.
所以呢，这句话的意思就是呢，如果我们对世俗地不了解的话呢，我们就不能证得解脱。
So here, so first we have to understand the conventional truth. Yeah? So that means what we learn, the point of truth, for example, what we learn, the true suffering. No? So anyway, let's forget about that. So first, must understand the conventional truth. You know, so, so firstly, how we were deceived by not understanding the conventional truth. You know.
怎么说呢？了解世俗地呢？当我们讲到世俗地的时候呢，就如果上一堂课四圣地的朋友啊，你们就知道四圣地的第一个真地呢，就叫做苦地。所以苦地呢，是属于世俗地的。所以我们讲世俗地指的就是苦地。所以呢，我们首先呢就要了解世俗地，什么是世俗地？我们是怎么样呢？被这个。怎么样被这个无明呢给蒙住，给欺骗住了？因为被这个愚痴无明欺骗住了，所以我们不能够了解所谓的世俗地。
So firstly, so here we understand. For example, for our cell, our body, you know.Our feeling, whatever we have, our mind, whatever we have. So actually, in reality, is impermanent. You know, this reality is impermanent. You know, it will disintegrate moment by moment. You know, it will change moment by moment. In reality, it's like that. But we don't see that. We don't see that. We don't believe that. So we believe totally different.You know, we believe that our body doesn't disintegrate each moment by moment. We don't see that, we don't believe that, but we believe differently. Doesn't disintegrate moment by moment. We just believe it's remain, you know. You know, like morning, night, yesterday, today, they all remain the same. You know? We don't see it's changing.
怎么说呢？我们不了解的世俗地，我们不是每天都生活在世俗地了吗？打个比方，我们看我们的身体，还有我们的感觉，还有我们的心呐、啊，我们的每个想法、每个念头，它的实相，它的真实的真相呢，其实是无常的。当我们说它是无常的时候呢，我们指的是它。每一分每一秒呢，都在不断的变化，不断的分解。可是呢，我们看不到，我们看不到这样的实相，所以呢，我们不相信它是无常的。我们不相信我们的身体呢，每一分每一秒呢，都在不断的瓦解，又有新的细胞生产，我们看不到，所以我们不相信我们的身体在分解，每一秒在分解。因为当我们看到身体的时候，我们觉得，哎，它没有变化，哎，它和昨天的身体和今天的身体呢，它完全是一模一样的，它没有变到的。
So Buddha said, for us, for ourself, for our aggregate, in our feeling, our mind, our body, whatever we have, so it will disintegrate moment by moment, Buddha said. You know, Buddha see that, so Buddha teach us this. The reality is like that, you know, disintegrate moment by moment. You know, because reason is, it is produced.So therefore, it will disintegrate. You know,
佛说呢，我们这个五蕴身呢、啊，我们身体叫五蕴身，就是我们有色受想这等蕴呢、啊。我们这个肉体呢是色蕴，我们这个五蕴身呢，它是分分秒秒都在分解的，它是分分秒秒都无常的。所以呢，这是我们的身体，我们的五蕴身的真相，是五蕴身的实相。为什么会这样呢？你可能会为什么会它分分秒秒呢？都是无常，都是在变化的，都是在分解的。那是因为呢，它是由一个因缘而产生的。
So, when you say like that, for oneself, one body.You know, one feeling, one's mind, you know, in reality like that, each moment is change, you know, each moment is change. There's nobody can stop the changing of the thing, you know, like a body, mind, feeling, nothing can stop the movement of the changing, you know. By nature, it will go like that, you know, there's nothing can be done.
所以呢，我们这个我，这个我，还有我的感受，我的心，我的心念，它是呢分分秒秒呢都在变化的，它是没有人能够阻止的。所以我们的心念呢，我们的觉受啊，等等啊，它都是一直在，它都是无常的，都是一直在变化的，因为这就是它的本质。是没有人可以阻止的。
So, in reality, it's like that. Whatever we have good feeling, even we have good body, or good feeling, you know, so even we have bad body, or, you know, bad feeling, whatever it is, you know. So, when you look at in reality, it's not permanent, you know, it's impermanent, you know, it will change, you know, momentary.
所以呢，这就是事物存在的真相，也就是佛家讲的实相。就算我们用一个很健康、很强壮的身体，或者呢，我们现在有一个很好的感受，或者是不好的感受等等呢，它都不是永远不变的，它都是会一直在变化的。
So. So here, so if you understand that, you know, that in the reality, the conventional truth, you understand that clearly, so then from there, you know, you're able to reduce attachment, you know, and not only that, also you really maintain this kind of impermanent, able to develop, you know, able to reduce attachment, able to reduce anger, not only that,On top of that, also you're able to develop loving kindness, you know.
所以呢，当我们对世俗地呢有了很透彻的了解，我们的清楚的了知道呢，世俗地，这样呢，我们就可以减低我们对事物的执着，我们就可以减低呢我们的嗔心。这样我们对众生呢就能够升起慈爱的心，就能升起慈悲的心。
So this, you know, oneself is permanent, other is also impermanent, oneself is impermanent, other also impermanent. So when you see that, when you have attachment, or when you see, when arise anger, when you're able to see that, each moment, you and other is changing, momentarily changing, you know. That's not permanent, you know. Momentarily is changing. You really understand, or you really meditate on that.Then your, somehow your attachment or anger go down.
所以如果我们能够这样看的话，这样去思维，这样去修的话，我们就会知道呢，我们呢，我是无常的。同样的道理，其他的众生呢，也是无常的。了解这无常的道理呢，这样我们的贪着啊、嗔心呢、就能够对治了。怎么说呢？当我们对其他的众生 啊，产生贪着的念头或生气嗔心的话，很生气的话，你可以了解到呢，啊，这个嗔心呢，啊，这个生气的心呢，它是每一秒都在变化的，它是无常的，这样它并不是常住不坏的。你的贪着的那念头，你的嗔生气的心呢，啊，对那个人嗔气的心，它不是常住不坏的。所以呢，这样的去思维的话，你的贪着的心，你的嗔挂的心呢，就会减低。
So like that, so extremely beneficial. This one, you know, when you see like that, you know, you have anger to someone, you know, so just think that, you know, how the things move momentarily, you know. So normally anger arises, attachment arises because we see the object as permanent, you know, remain there for a long time. So because of that anger arises, you know, but we don't see it's moving, each moment by moment is changing, we don't see that. What we see is remain long time there, you know, doesn't change like that. So because of that, you know, then become anger or attachment become stronger.
这样的修心呢是非常有用的。所以呢，当我们对一个人呢升起一个嗔心的话，很气很气的心的话，或者是我们当另外一个众生呢升起贪着的心的时候呢，这样呢我们就看自己的心，这个嗔心和这个贪心，它其实是每一分每一秒都在变化的。为什么我们会越来越生气或者越来越贪着？这是因为呢，我们觉得我们看着的那一个对镜，这对镜啊，就看着那个人那个众生，我们的对镜，我们觉得它是常住不坏的，它是永远不会变化的，所以呢，它就永远那个样子，永远让你很生气，或者永远让你很贪着。我们并不知道它其实是每一分每一秒在变化，而我们的心也是在变化的。所以呢，因为不了解这个无常的道理，所以呢，我们的嗔心和贪着的心呢，就会越来越强烈。
So here to understand, you know, how we are deceived by our wrong mind, you know, believing, you know, oneself and other, you know, as a reality is impermanent, but we believe like a permanent, you know. So because of this wrong mind, wrong believing, you know, wrong understanding, wrong belief, that's why we create all sort of negative karma and not creating the virtues, you know.
因为呢，我们被我们自己的信念呢，给欺骗了。因为我们相信呢，自己呢和其他的人或其他众生呢，都是常住不坏的，都是永远那个样子的。我们不相信，其实呢，我们和其他的众生呢，都是无常的。所以，因为这样的观念呢，这样错误的观念，所以呢，我们呢就执着，就起了很深的执着。这个执着呢，就使我们呢造下了恶业，所以呢就阻止我们去造善业。
So like that, so all for our aggregate, for ourselves, you know, there's no choice, you know, it will disintegrate without choice.You know, natural product is going to disintegrate. So there's no choice, you know. So you don't have any choice, you know, it will disintegrate, you know.
我们的这个运身呢，还有其他众生的运身呢，它是分分秒秒都在分解，都是在变坏的。哦，我们的这个运身呢是不自在的，我们没有办法啊，去控制它的。
So that's why, so, when Buddha described the true suffering, you know, first he said must understand the permanent, not impermanent. No?
所以呢，当佛陀在开示这个苦谛的时候呢，他并不是直接讲无常，他是先呢让众生，让那听众呢先了解什么是常住不坏的东西。
So here, so for oneself is will disintegrate because this photon, you know, produced by the cause. So therefore, you're going to disintegrate without choice. Therefore, it is suffering. So it is true suffering for oneself. It's true suffering. You know, your body, yourself, you know, is true suffering. Without choice, it will go like that. You know.
所以呢，佛陀讲，我们的这个身体啊。它是不断的在变化，不断的在变坏，所以呢，因为它在不断的变化呢，所以它是无常的，也因为它是无常的，所以它就是苦，它给我们带来痛苦。同样的，我们的心，就是我们的身和心呢，都是不断的在变化，每分分秒秒在变化的，所以呢，我们没有那个控制权，我们不能阻止它，不能控制它，所以呢，我们是不自在的。
So, when you look outside, you know, oneself, you know, how we don't want this suffering of the death, you know, we don't want, you know, but without choice.You know, without choice, you have to experience suffering of the death. You know, there's no choice. So therefore, you know, because it's product, so therefore it disintegrates, so therefore it leads to the death. Suffering of the death, we have to experience that. So therefore, it is true suffering. You know? It's impermanent, so therefore it is true suffering.
所以呢，观看我们可以观一下我们的自心啊，这样的去思维呢，我们其实呢都不想得到苦，我们呢也不想呢死掉啊，不要得到死的苦，可是呢我们却没有自由啊，心不得不到自在，因为呢我们这个五蕴的身体呢是一个合合而成的，它是一个合合而成的东西。既然它是合合而成的，它就会变化，它就会分解，所以呢，它就是无常的。如果它是无常一直在变的话呢，我们没有办法去控制它，心不自由的话呢，我们就会感受到苦。所以呢，无常是苦。
So like that. So therefore, one thing is here. So how we suffer, you know.Because we believe in reality something is true suffering, but we believe differently. You know, we don't see that true suffering, but we see some kind of true happiness. In reality is true suffering, but we don't see that, you know, the poor temporary happiness, you know, some kind of happiness what we have in daily life. So we don't see that is true suffering, but we see is the real happiness, you know.When reality is true suffering, but we don't see that, we believe is the true happiness. You know, then we engage in that. Then how we suffer, you know.
我们是怎么样感受到这个苦的呢？因为呢，我们不了解什么叫真苦，我们不了解这世俗地是真苦来的，所以呢，我们不相信它。因为我们看不到，我们看不到，我们不明白，所以呢，在每天的生活中，我们所看到的、感受到的快乐，那些短暂的快乐，我们觉得，哎呀，这其实不是真苦来的，这是真快乐，它是很快乐的。可是我们没有去想它的本质是怎么样的，所以这个真苦呢，我们把它误认为是真快乐，所以呢，我们就去进行这样的活动啊，去进行啊，去做很多样东西，因为我们以为它可以给我们带来真快乐，所以呢，到最后呢，我们却感受到真痛苦。
So, it's like that, you know, in reality, what we see.What we see, the normal happiness, what we experience, you know, then we we think it's real happiness, then we believe, you know, everlasting happiness. It will give more happiness, you know, we believe that. Then we do more than. But we know ourselves, more you go into that, at the end, bring some unhappiness there. End of the day, the ending result is unhappiness. You know, all our happiness is like that. You know, we believe that. We do more. At the end, it doesn't bring lasting happiness. But at the end, everything in our life, we see like that. At the end, end of the day, is result is suffering. You know, we see that.
因为我们对实相不了解，所以呢，我们以为我们看到的、我们感受到的呢，是快乐，是真正的快乐。我们以为，我们做这样东西呢，我们就得到快乐，因为那个是真的快乐。我们以为它是永久不变的，所以呢，我们就进行更多、更多、更多这样的活动，因为我以为它会带来快乐。结果呢，最后呢，它的后果呢，却是痛苦的，因为我们不了解。快乐呢，不是长久不变的。
So like that, we look in samsara, you know, all the happiness what we experience, you know, look, bring some happiness, but you do more at the end, the result, everything look, you know, at the end is unhappiness. You know?
如果我们仔细的去分析的话，我们在。佛家讲的轮回，这个轮回的经验当中呢，我们所感受到的每一种经验，感受到的每一件事呢，其实呢，它的本质呢，都是苦的。
So therefore, how we suffer here, you know, how we suffer is with this wrong mind, believing in reality is true suffering, but we don't understand, we believe.Is true happiness, you know. Then we believe that. Then that how we end up suffering, you know. So because of this wrong believing, yeah. True suffering as happiness, believe that. Then we engage that, you know. Then how we suffer, you know.
所以呢，我们是如何感受到痛苦的？这个感受到我们感受痛苦是源自。我们错误的观念，我们相信呢，我们呢得到呢是真正的快乐，所以我们就进行很多很多不同的活动。其实呢，它带给我们是真正的痛苦，所以到最后呢，我们就感受到苦的感受，这是因为呢我们错误的观念，我们以为真苦其实是真快乐。
So there's the two things here. So first one is believing the composed phenomena. Believing all the composed phenomena, reality is impermanent, but we believe is permanent. You know, that's the wrong mind. So to reduce that mind, so must meditate on impermanent.
所以呢，我们为什么会得到痛苦或感受到痛苦，是因为我们错误的见解，我们执着无常的东西为常。所以呢，如果呢，我们要减轻这样的错误的观念，将会带来痛苦的观念呢，我们就必须修无常。
The second mind, the wrong mind, we believe true suffering is happiness. You know? So that's the wrong mind. Because of that, we suffer. To antidote to that, to understand the true suffering. Yeah? All the contaminated phenomena is suffering, true suffering. So understand that, then.
所以呢，第二个呢，就是第二个我们可以做的、可以思维的，就是呢，对治我们这样的错误的观念。 我们呢以为呢啊，这个真苦啊是真正的快乐，所以呢我们可以这样的去了解啊，去了解真苦呢，其实就去了解这个苦地。
So now the next one, so how our mind works, not how we suffer. So believing something is unclean, but believing it is clean. In reality, something is unclean, but we believe is very clean. No. So because of that, also we suffer.
这样的第二个。我们可以看一下我们的心呢是如何的运作的，就我们的心在看待事物方面，我们对有染的东西呢，我们却去执着，以为它是清净的，所以呢，这样的执着呢，会给我们带来痛苦。
So here, so talking oneself, for example, oneself, one body, oneself. In reality is unclean. But we believe ourselves, you know, is clean, you know. We see that, we believe that, you know.
我们以自身为例，就是以我们的这个身体，我们身体呢其实是个有染身，是不清净的。可是呢，我们相信我们看到的这个身体啊，我们是清净的身体。
So here we have to understand when I say not clean. So for ourselves, our body is true suffering. So therefore, is unclean. My point is that.Therefore, unclean. So that means, therefore, there's no desirable. You know, is what called to see. This is object of renunciation. You know, this what dischannment. You know, seeing that one body of oneself.Is true suffering. Therefore, is unclean. So that unclean means here is not good. So that but not desirable. You know, supposed to be, you know, seeing that as object of disenchantment.
Disenchantment.
Okay.
当我们说这个身体是不干净的，并不表示你没有冲凉和洗肥皂，不是这样的。当我们讲这个身体呢是有染的，是不清净的，是因为呢，我们要了解我们的身体，我们看到身体啊，它其实是苦地，它是真苦来的，它会给我们带来痛苦。它会带来痛苦，就是因为无常嘛。刚才我们讲的那无常啊，变化，所以到最后呢，你的那个享用啊，是快乐是不是永久的？它会变坏的。所以呢，这样的身体，我们就讲它是有染的，所以它是不清净的。这样，如果我们知道呢，它是有染不清净的话，它就不是一个很好、很值得去追求的东西。或者很美好的东西，所以呢，它就是，就是我们就不需要对它产生执着。所以我们看到我们这个身体的时候，知道它是有染的，是不清净的话，我们呢就应该呢就应该把我们那个执着的心呢给抛弃掉。它是这样的意思。
So here, so that, so the idea is that, you know, so understand that is unclean means object of, is not object of desire, it's object of, you know, to abandon, you know. So one body, all this is not object of desire, you know. So that means unclean in that. So to understand that, yeah. And having some kind of, you know, unwanted, you know, something not attached to that.
所以当我们知道呢，我们的这身体是不清净的，是有染的话呢，我们呢就会远离执着，我们就会贪着这样的身体啊，这样的身体呢其实呢啊是我们摒弃的，不应该执着的。
So like that, I mean, so believing like that oneself, I can hear, can understand. So believing oneself is much cleaner than the other, you know, can.Our mind work like that, you know? Myself is much cleaner than the other. You know, we have this wrong mind again. But reality is exactly the same. You know, other body, your body, I mean, it's unclean, it's equally the same. But how we believe, you know, one's body, oneself, one body, oneself is much cleaner than the other. We have this strong belief.
可是呢，当我们讲我们身体是不清净的，我们可能觉得，哎，我们和另外一个人比起来，另一个众生比起来，哎，我们比他清净，我们还是会有这样的那种执着的心呢、啊，我们会觉得，哎，我们的身体呢，我们身心呢，其实是比另外一个人或另外众生清净的。其实呢，我无论是我们的身体或我们的身体，我的身体，或他人的身体，或其他众生的身体呢，其实都是一样不清净的。
So this like maybe example fit very well. Yeah, for example, one pool is better than the other's pool. My pool is cleaner than your pool. You know? Exactly like that. How we believe, but reality, these two pools are same. No different, but the idea is that.
那么就举了一个例子，就是说，我们通常都是有一个我执的心，所以呢，我们就算是我们大便的话呢，我们觉得我们的大便比其他人的大便干净一点，或者我们放的臭屁会没有那么臭。其实真正严格来讲呢，他们都是一样不干净的，都是一样臭的。只是我们通常都有这样的感觉，我的是比较干净的，我是比较清净的。
You know, but how our mind work, you know, just give an example like that, you know, is in reality the same like that. So, you know, always think oneself is much cleaner than the other, you know.
所以呢，这就是我们的这个妄心呢、啊。它是如何的操作？我们的妄心呢，就这样在分别。哎呀，哎呀，我的会比别人的好啊、哦！我的就算呢是不干净，也会比别人干净一点。
So like that. So here, so then, So here, I think, when you talk about the permanent, then truth, then suffering, then third resource, empty, and selflessness. Yeah, poor thing, yeah? Yeah, impermanent, then suffering, then third resource.Empty and selflessness. This is the poor characteristic of the true suffering. Yeah.
Oh. 现在呢，我们谈到的呢是苦的四种特征，就是它是无常的，所以它是苦的，所以它其实呢是空的，所以它是无我的，它是空无自性，所以它是无我的。
So here, so to understand here, so now, antidote to that is the emptiness. You know, talking about the emptiness here, the third one, empty. Yeah? Talking about the empty, that's supposed to be antidote to that. Believing unclean, let's say clean, but antidote to that, the third one, that's empty. Yeah.
所以呢，对有染的我们却执着为清净的，这样我们应该怎样去对治呢？对治的方法呢，就是修这个空观，就是知道它呢，事物的本质呢，其实是空的，它是没有自性的。
So here the idea is, here, so we believe, yeah, our body is unclean, you know, our body is unclean, but there is something else, myself.Which separate from this body, which is clean, you know, believing that something oneself, you know, something very clean, something separate from the body, you know, but that kind of self doesn't exist. So here, talk about the empty is that self is empty of that. That kind of self doesn't exist. You know, the self which is very clean, something separated.Something different from the body, you know. So that doesn't exist. You know?
我们执这个自身呢，为清净，也就是佛书讲的普特杰罗，普特杰罗这个五蕴身，这个我呢是清净的，好像就是和我们这个有染的身体呢是分开的，是不一样的，是有一个很清净的我在那边，这样。清净无染的我呢，如果你去思维去分析的话，它是不存在的。
Okay, so that idea is that you know there's no such I, which is totally separate from your body. You know, the clean I, you know, doesn't exist. That kind of I is doesn't exist.
和我们这个五蕴身分离啊，分离开的那种清净无染的那个我呢，我们一直以为那个是很清净、很清净那个我，我们的观念上的执着这样清净的我，它是不存在的。
So then the port one, selflessness, yeah, the port, the number four, selflessness, yeah, so.
第四个苦的特征呢，其实是无我的。
So here, as I explained before, our body is impermanent, so therefore is true suffering, therefore unclean. So here unclean means so not no desire, nothing to desire. So therefore, so there's no, you know, don't believe.You know, this indesirable, therefore don't grasp, this is mine, you know, so like that, the sadness, one way can understand, so don't grasp, this is mine, you know, because it's unwanted thing, so that's why sadness, so there's not such a self, I don't know what I'm saying here, getting what I'm saying, I don't know, so therefore, first go there, that means better.
所以呢，我们要了解到我们的身体呢，这个身运它是无常的，因为它是无常，所以它是真苦，也就是苦地。为什么它是苦地呢？因为它是不清净的，它没有常住不变的快乐，不能带来常静不变的快乐。我们了解到它是不清净的话，它是有染的话呢，我们就没有贪着。我们就不会执着于这个我，这个我要什么，这个我要怎么，这样呢？没有这样的执着呢，你就没有了我执。
talking? Makes sense?
Ramaji 问他这样讲，大家明白吗？是不是就是还很有逻辑？
So I don't know. Here, I mean, just maybe get idea. So, what I'm trying to say here is, I'm talking about the to understand the problem, true suffering. The idea is that to understand the true suffering, you know, for one body, one self, is true suffering. To understand that, yeah.
所以呢，这是给大家怎么讲，做一个基础，一个了解，有个概念啊，了解什么是苦谛，了解呢这个我的这个身体，还有我的这个概念呢，它其实呢是真苦来的。
Okay, so now I want to conclude. So now listen carefully. Okay, I said so many things. Leave behind. So now concentrate again. I just make short. Okay, to bring back to home.
所以呢，现在呢，荣木姐要跟我们做一个总结，因为他刚才讲了很多，可能大家听了，记得自己又忘了那点，所以呢，现在把所有的东西呢，都把它放在一边，现在注意听。
Ready? You want to carry back? I want to leave here.
所以大家准备好了吗？准备把它重新吸收回来。
Okay, so last time I explained about true suffering, we already talked about the problem of truth. Okay, we already talked, already explained last year the problem of truth. So, okay, so now here to understand more, deeper way to understand the true suffering. Yeah?
所以上一次呢，仁波切开示呢就讲了苦谛，这四圣谛了，就讲完。这去年花了一整年讲这个四圣谛，现在呢，我们这一年的这一课呢，我们要更深入的去分析这个苦谛。
So here, so first thing is understand oneself, one's type aggregate is true suffering.Because is impermanent, you know, is changed momentarily. You don't have any control yourself, you know, it will move without choice, you know. So therefore, true suffering. Yeah.
所以我们首先要了解呢，我们这个运身呢，它是真苦。它是苦谛来的，为什么呢？因为它是无常的，它是每一分每一秒都在变化的，它是不受我们控制的，所以呢，它是真苦。
Okay, so understand that. So it leads to unwanted thing, you know, and after that, it will lead an unwanted thing for life, the death, the aging, the death, you know, it will lead to that.Something unwanted, but without choice. Oneself, one aggregate, will move to that way. You know, there's no choice. So that's for is true suffering. You know?
因为呢，它是真苦，因为它会带给我们不要、不想要的结局，我们不想要看到的结果，那就是呢，老还有死。因为呢，它是真苦，它是秒秒变化，它是不受我们控制的，它就朝着我们不想要发生的事情发生，所以它是真苦。
So that the reality is like that, for our aggregate is true suffering. So therefore is unclean. So therefore is not a desirable object. You know.
所以呢，这就是我们的运身的实相，所以呢，我们说呢，它是不清净的，我们说它是有染的，所以因为它是不清净有染，所以呢，我们就不应该起贪着。
So it's object of abandonment. So you have to see that when it is unclean, so you see that it's not object of wanting, but object of abandonment.
所以呢，它不是我们贪着的对象，它是是我们应该摒弃的对象。
So therefore, so now and instead, therefore, drawn grass. And I take it. This is mine. You know, drawn grass. You know, this is mine. You know, so like that.
所以它的结论呢，我们的这个身体啊，我们呢不应该啊。起执着，我应该讲这是我的。
So like that. So this advice here. So here, again, so we believe, the problem is we believe our aggregate, our body, believing that permanent. You know, believing is cause of happiness. Then believing is, you know, killing. Believing this is mine, you know, because of that, all the problem is start. So therefore, then you need to think the opposite way, you know? So that bring less problem, more happiness. Yeah.
因为我们相信呢，我们这个运身，我们这个身体呢，它是常住不坏的，它是永远不会变坏。我们相信呢，它永远不会变坏，所以可以我们靠这个身体呢，可以带给我很多很多的快乐。因为我们相信呢，它是清净的，因为相信呢，哎，这就是我的，所以呢，它就给我们带来很多很多的问题。这样的执着啊，就会带给我很多很多的烦恼。所以呢，如果我们能够对症下药的话呢，我们就可以减轻我们的执着，就可以减轻我们的烦恼。
我来的说。
所以仁波切要讲的就是重点，就刚才那个是重点来的。
So I think I don't know today not much time, so I thought to next one we talk about the trail link, yeah, trail link.
所以呢，这个苦啊，苦的真谛呢，我们就。深入呢，这今天比较深入讲到这里，讲下一个呢，下一个我们要讲的是十二缘起。
So I mean, yeah, this is also I think they have also picture there.
哦，那边你唐卡有一个显示这个十二缘起的，就是一个圆圆的大圆圈，然后他画了不同的东西在里面，啊，那个就是十二缘起之的那个图画。
So I think next class today I don't think so I can finish, but next class so I'll explain that trail link. Yeah.
So, 今天由于时间的关系，所以我们就下一堂课才讲十二缘起。
Okay. Anyway, I have the picture here, but not today, but next time I'll give. Yeah. So you can look at the picture, then maybe sometime easier to understand. Yeah.
这样，仁波切呢有这个十二缘起的图画，所以他改天呢他会印给我们的，我们就看这个图画来讲会比较容易。
Okay, you have question then ask, huh? One or two question. Can...
大家有什么问题可以发问？Hello, 啊，这里有另一支麦。大家有问题吗？可以尽量发问。
You understand what I said today?
仁波切今天讲的大家都明白吗？不明白可以问，仁波切可以再讲一遍。
They're laughing. What? I mean, they understand? Oh, they don't understand.
Jay can explain again one more time, then you'll understand.
You didn't get?
Rinpoche can check them this few months you're not around whether they have been practicing. <笑>什么问题都可以问。
Okay, so I think I'm going to stop, so I'll talk one more, yeah? So here, what I'm talking here today is, you know, what is the wrong mind? You know, believing in reality is permanent, but we believe reality is impermanent, but we believe is permanent. Or this is the wrong mind. Because of that, we make problem. Yeah, one thing is that.
，既然大家没有问题呢，Rinpoche就继续讲下去。 这样呢，今天呢，他要跟我们讲的就是我们的错误的认知啊，我们错误的以为呢，无常啊，就世界上这个无常是常住不坏的，因为这样的错误的认知呢，所以呢，就给我们带来很多的烦恼和痛苦。
Well, that then second mind, yeah, in reality is true suffering, but we believe is happiness. So that's the wrong mind. So because of that, we suffer. We meet in the problem.
第二点错误的认知呢，就是我们以为我们的这个生活的真实啊，是快乐的。其实呢，它就是我们没有认识到什么是真痛苦。我们以为呢，真痛苦呢，是真快乐。 由于这样错误的认知呢，给我们带来烦恼，也给我们带来烦恼，还有痛苦。So
then, the third one. So, in reality is unclean, but believing is clean. You know, this is the wrong mind. So because of that, so we suffer.
Make problem. Yeah. 第三点就错误的认知呢，就是我们执着有染的东西呢为清净，因为这样的执着呢，给我们带来的痛苦。So
then third one. So in reality, it is not really appropriate to grasping this is mine. In reality, not really appropriate. Appropriate. Yeah. Not really appropriate to grasping this is mine. You know, not meaningful. You know, so that's the, because we grasp that, so because of that, then we suffer. Yeah.
第四个 错误的认知呢，就是不应该这样的执着呢，可是呢我们却执为有我还有我所有的，这样的执着呢给我们带来了痛苦还有烦恼。
So one with that, or the last one can be said like that. There's no such I, not such a person, the independent person doesn't exist. Not therefore, there's no object of grasping of that person, you know. It's mine, it's that, you know. There's no such I, so there's no such a thing belong to that person, you know.
第四个点呢，其实可以怎么说呢？这错误的人就是执这个无我为我，其实是没有这个我的这种东西啊，这种观念。可是我们就去执着有这个清净的这样的我。
Okay, so anyway, here is the so at the end, the advice is, you know, we don't see the reality, the conventional truth. We don't see that.You know, we don't see the conventional truth because of this wrong mind. You know, believing in this wrong mind, you know, so that we go, you know, follow that wrong mind. We don't understand the conventional truth, the reality. You know, so therefore we circle in samsara also.
所以呢，我们可以把这个四点呢，可以合成为，执无常为常，这是第一个错误点。第二个错误的认知呢，点是执苦为乐。第三个错误点呢是执有染为清净。第四个错误点呢是执无我为我。所以呢，因为呢，我们不了解事物存在的真相，我们不去没有了解这个实相呢，所以呢。我们就很执着于这样错误的见解，执着于错误的见解呢，也可以这么说，就是我们不了解世俗地，就是苦地世俗存在的真相。因为不了解世俗地呢，所以我们的执着去造了很多很多的业，所以我们就不断的在这个轮回里面呢，生生死死就不能解脱了。
Okay, so when you think like that, at the end.You know, when you think like that, at the end of conclusion is samsara is object of abandonment, to abandon, you know, nothing grasping. Samsara is to abandon, you know, it's not desirable, you know. Samsara is object of abandonment. So to understand that, in conclusion, you understand all samsara is not to hold on,To adapt, to understand that.
如果我们能够这样的去思维，这样的去修的话呢，我们应该得到这样的结论，就是呢，这个轮回呢，就是这样的执着，这样世俗地，这样的生生死死的轮回呢，是我们应该摒弃的，我们应该升起出离这个轮回那种心，因为轮回是应该摒弃的，它不是我们应该执着的对象。
Okay, so that's the idea, you know, conclusion, thinking, that at the end, you get that kind of idea, that's the best, you know, samsara is object of abandonment, not object of attainment, you know, to engage, not that, you know, by thinking this all line that at the end you get this conclusion, you know.
所以呢，我们这样的如理去思维之后呢，我们就应该下自己在心里给自己下这样的结论的。这个轮回呢是没有什么好执着的，没有一样东西可以执着的，它是我们应该摒弃的。
So you have to understand that. So first you have to understand the report different type of wrong mind. You know why this wrong mind? You know how that support you? You know so understand that. So then after that.You have to find out what is the right mind, which really understand the, you know, the conventional truth. You know, then after that, you're able to see that, you know, then samsara is object of abandonment. Then nirvana is object of attainment. You know, you're able to see that one is abandoned, one is attainment. You know?
所以呢，我们首先就要检查检视自己的各种错误的观念。所以呢，我们就看到这样的错误的观念呢，它会给我们带来烦恼，可以带来我们痛苦。另外一种错误的观念呢，可以带我们这样的烦恼、这样的痛苦等等。所以呢，讲这些都是错误的观念，这样什么才是正确的、真正的我们该建立起来的那种观念呢？这样我们就要去了解世俗地，就要了解轮回轮回到底是怎么一回事？原来是不了解世俗地。这样轮回呢，我们看看这生生死死这是我们应该摒弃的。应该是我们摒弃的话呢，我们就不会产生执着。这样我们不产生执着，要摒弃。这样你就可能就要进一步去思维，但我们到底要追求的是什么东西？那我们要追求的东西是，其实就是涅槃这样涅槃是我们应该去实修的，然后去证得的，因为它是一个我们值得追求的对象。
Okay, so this is something really important. You know, you really want to achieve liberation, then must understand true suffering. You know, otherwise impossible.To achieve liberation. You don't see samsara is object of abandonment, then difficult to see the liberation. You know, there's no wish to achieve the liberation. It doesn't arise. In order to have this kind of mind, I want to achieve liberation, then you must see samsara is object of abandonment. You know, how to see? Because through this kind of thing, permanence, then suffering,than empty selflessness.
这一点呢是非常非常重要的，就是呢我们应该有这样的想要从这个轮回中呢脱离出来这种心愿。像如果呢要得到这样的解脱要能够产生这种解脱的心呢，我们就要了解苦地，我们就要了解什么是痛苦，我们讲什么真苦，真苦到底是什么东西。这样了解过后呢，我们就可以看到原来呢轮回是苦的。如果你可以见到你的心里去思维见到轮回是苦的话呢，你就可以升起这个希求解脱的心。你有这种希求解脱的心呢，你就会摒弃轮回所以呢你怎样升起这个摒弃轮回希求解脱的心呢？你怎么去做呢？这样你就要看到轮回到底它的苦在哪里。因为呢我们执很多东西是常的，是常苦空无我，就是四点的。刚才讲我们一执着很多东西都常住不变，都是永远快乐，我们不知道它是无常的，我们不了解它是苦的。所以常和苦要懂，那懂常和苦其实也要懂它是空的，它是没有一个自性的。如果它是空的没有自性的，它就是没有一个我可以在那边可以执着，在那边一个清净的我让你执着。所以就从这四点下手。
So here, so very beginning, so Buddha teach, all the compounded phenomena is impermanent. So it's extremely important, to meditate on impermanent. How our life change, how our mind move, day by day, to understand that. When you think that in daily life, so then you're able to put some time for the practice. If you don't think that, impossible.Give time for the practice. So whether you want to practice or not, entirely depends to how much you think about the impermanent. Yeah.
所以呢佛呢就开示就跟我们开示，他讲呢所有合合而成的东西都是无常的所以呢我们就可以把这样的叫佛的开始呢运用到我们自己，好像我们自己的心身心，看我们的自心呢，其实它是每一分每一秒的都在牵流变化的，它就一直在变。所以呢了解到它是无常的呢我们生命很快就要结束的话，我们就会很珍惜每一天呢，在我们每一天的生活里面，我们就花一些时间呢去修去思维因为它很快可能就结束了嘛所以我们能够花这样时间去修的话呢，我们修什么东西呢我们就去思维去修这个无常。
So I mean, so So there will be different, you know, the very subtle impermanent, very gross level of impermanent. You know, I'm going to die. So that is something very gross impermanent, you know. So, but it move daily life. It's move, you know. Every day you are changing. You know? Then that will be more subtle. You know, even that subtle, each moment is moving. Then you're able to think that. That become meditation on subtle impermanent. So that's the most effective, you know, way to change your life. Give some time for the Dharma, you know.
当我们讲无常无常呢，其实无常有分两种，一种是细分的无常，一种是粗分的无常。但我们讲哦，这个人死掉了，为什么一个人死掉，那个是一个很粗分的无常。可是呢，我们这里要讲的，要去实修这种无常，粗分的无常，每个人都会看到的，哦，不用特别去修的，那我们都会看到。所以我们要修的那无常呢，其实是我们生活中的每一天。这样我们要去思维去思考，就是我们的身体啊，我们身体还有我们的心啊，跟念头啊等等，它每一秒呢都在那个变化。就算我们的身体看起来没有变化，其实它每一分每一秒都在慢慢的细微的变化。所以我们的无常，这个就是我们讲的那个细分的无常。这样我们就花一些时间去这样思维，去这样观的话呢，这样呢我们呢久了就会观到这个细分的无常。这细分的无常，这样能够这样去做的话，每一天花一点时间去修的话呢，这样它就会慢慢的改变我们。
Okay, so you can see that in the text, you know, meditation on death and impermanent. You know, so death is gross level of meditation. You know, but impermanent can be very subtle. You know, so good to have.Mindfulness on death and impermanent in daily life.、Yeah.
所以，如果你去看那些经典的话呢，他们啊、有一个观修的一个修行的项目，就是思维死无常，就有个点了、啊，有一个点呢，就要去修的。像这样死呢，是一个很粗分的无常，就是一个身运呢、已经停止操作了。可是呢，在我们日常生活中呢，每一分每一秒呢，它是有很多细微的无常、细分的无常在慢慢的变化着的。所以这是我们要去修的。所以如果我们了解这个。这个粗分的无常是很多细分的无常组成的，这慢慢变的话，像我们的每一天就会花一些时间去做实修。
So again, you have to understand when mention about mindfulness of death and impermanent, it's not to discourage oneself, you know, or not to depress oneself. When you meditate that, not to depress oneself, you know.
当我们思维做这个念死无常的思维修的时候呢，并不说哎呀我要死掉了什么，就感到很沮丧了，很灰心了，这不是他的目的。
Not to depress, so this is the important part. You know, so you know how to think that. You understand the reality is not to depress, you know. It's much more bring joy in the life, not to depress. You know, if you really understand that, then you bring much more joy. You know how to live in happy life. My point is that whatever we have, living life, happy. You know, that moment be happy. You know, why need to hate other people?You know, each moment is changing. Your mindfulness of this kind of impermanent. There's no need to hate, no need to hate for enemy, this and that. You know. So, able to live in happy life. Idea is that, you know, then do some good thing. Whatever you are living that moment, do good thing. You know, so then live happy. You know, that's the idea is that, you know, should go that idea, not like.Oh, going to die, moving, dying, then just depress, you know. That's not the idea. That's not the way to think the mindfulness of death, you know. And impossible.
这念死无常的思维修呢，并不是为了给你带来沮丧，或者是你觉得很沮丧，然后觉得很灰心，这不是重点。它重点是为了让你了解实相，给你带来快乐，让你更快乐的生活，这是重点。因为呢，念死无常呢，所以你就会很珍惜你当下的每一分每一秒，你活着的每一分每一秒，因为你很珍惜，因为它是无常的，所以呢，你的每一分每一秒都很重要，都要为你带来快乐。所以你懂得这样的无常，死无常的话，那你就不需要去憎恨其他的众生，你就不需要去憎恨你的敌人，因为时间很宝贵嘛，而且它是无常的，不用浪费在憎恨上。所以呢，你就会相信你要给自己带来快乐，你要给自己这一生带来更大的快乐。这样怎样给自己带来更大快乐呢？你会珍惜你的每一分每一秒，你会去造善业，你会去行善。所以呢，念死无常的重要概念并不是说哦，我要死了我要死了然后感到很沮丧，而是哎，我还活着我还活着，所以我要更快乐，所以我要行善。
Okay, this is important, you know? Some people get permanent depression and, you know, like, even they don't want to think, you know, they think just getting some depression like that, but it's not, you have to think very carefully, you know? So by thinking that, you know, moving each moment towards to the death, each moment changing, you know, then you live happy life, in a virtuous life, happy life. So the idea is that, you know, should go that idea, you know, then doesn't bring depression, bring more joy, you know, then more mindful how you live, how you hurt other, how you help other people do good things.
So, 念死无常呢，它的重点就是仁波切在强调，并不是带来沮丧，而是呢给我们带来快乐，这是重点来的。这样怎么样带来快乐？所以呢，我们在做这个念死无常思维修的时候呢，我们要小心的去思维，我们要如理的去思维。就念死无常，我们的每一分每一秒都在变化，所以呢，我们要善加利用在秒秒变化中的生命。所以呢，我们在每一秒呢，我们都要去行善，或者呢，我们要起善心、起善念，因为这样做会给我们带来快乐，会增加我们的生活的质量。所以呢，念死无常呢，是告诉我们怎么样去更好的生活，我们要怎么样去对待生活。所以呢，怎么样去利用我们的时间呢，去帮助其他的众生。Second,
喵喵，
喵喵 ，not cat.
I thought it's making cat noise, 喵喵。喵喵 second by second.
Yes, every second.
喵喵，啊 ，is it? 啊 ，I thought 喵喵。Okay, we stop here. So next class we talk about that.
所以呢，今天的开示呢就开始到这里。下个星期我们要开始讲十二缘起了，这边起了印了讲义，不过下星期才分，所以下期没有来的人没有讲义。所以呢，现在我们做回向。这本比较大本的三十二面 Dedication， 如果比较熟悉英文的朋友自己可以自己念英文呢，三十一面。 Those who are more familiar with English, you can do the dedication in English on your own on page 31。现在三十二面中文的回向，愿以此功德普及于一切，我等与众生皆共成佛道。愿此珍贵菩提心，未生令其速升起，已生令其不退转，辗转增上恒滋长。 34面，勇猛文殊如宝了诸法，大行普贤菩萨亦如是，未能随从彼等清净学，我将此等善根皆回向，正如一切三十善事佛所赞种种回向中最甚，未行普贤行我亦如是，将此善根个个皆回向。谢谢大家。下一堂课是下个星期1:30到3:30在这里呀，星期天下午1:30到3:30。请问那个通讯录现在在谁的手上？可以交给我吗？哦哦，那边呢？OK, thanks.